This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday reacted strongly to the results of an Israeli army inquiry into the death of a U.S.-Turkish activist during a protest last week in the occupied West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
No one should be shot and killed for attending a protest. No one should have to put their life at risk just for freely expressing their views. In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank, including changes to their rules of engagement.
The Israeli military said an American activist who was shot and killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli forces aiming at someone else. Arsenio Eski Agar, a 26-year-old activist from Seattle, was killed on Friday following a demonstration against Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinian officials say an Israeli strike hit a crowded tent camp in Gaza, killing at least 19 people and wounding 60. Israel says it targeted senior Hamas militants. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk criticized the decision by Germany to tighten controls on its land borders, calling on Tuesday for urgent consultations with other affected countries and more support for Warsaw's own immigration policies. Berlin on Monday announced plans to impose tighter controls at all of the country's land borders, which would normally be part of the Schengen Free Movement Zone, for 6 months, starting on September 16th. This is VOA News. The United States and Britain have formally accused Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine and will take measures to punish those involved. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia, quote, has now received shipments of these ballistic missiles and will likely use them within weeks in Ukraine against Ukrainians. Blinken spoke on Tuesday alongside British Foreign Secretary David Lammy during a visit to London. Blinken and Lammy are preparing to make a joint visit on Wednesday to Ukraine, where they will meet President Volodymyr Zelensky and other senior officials to discuss bolstering the country's defenses. New York's September 11th Memorial and Museum is preparing to host its annual remembrance ceremony on Wednesday, paying tribute to the victims of the deadliest terrorist attacks in human history. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The centerpiece of the 9/11 memorial in New York City is two reflecting pools with the names of the almost 3,000 people killed that day in 2001 etched into the sides. That's where the commemoration ceremony takes place.
We go into this with a sense of the importance of what we're doing because it's been reinforced over the years by so many family members and members of the 9/11 community.
That's Clifford Channon, director of the 9/11 Memorial, speaking about how family members will spend about 4 hours reading those names.
The dignity that they deserve.
Memorials will also take place at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Julie Walker, New York.
Four private astronauts blasted into space early on Tuesday in a modified SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule, kicking off the company's five-day Polaris Dawn mission. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A billionaire, a retired U.S. Air Force pilot, and two SpaceX employees blasted off on Tuesday for a five-day mission that aims to test new suits in the vacuum of space. It is Crew Dragon's fifth and riskiest private mission so far, because it involves the crew exiting the capsule on what is known as a spacewalk. Only highly trained, well-funded government astronauts have done spacewalks in the past. This one will involve Jared Isaacman, the 41-year-old billionaire founder of electronic payment company Shift4, who is bankrolling the mission. He's gone to space before in 2021 and has declined to say how much he is paying for the missions, but they are likely to cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Tuesday's presidential debate will give Americans perhaps the most detailed look at a campaign that's been dramatically reshaped. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will meet for the first time face-to-face in the city of Philadelphia. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.